Layer 713, FDR's Four Freedoms. In the future days, which we seek to make secure, we look forward to a world founded upon four essential human freedoms. Franklin Roosevelt, Annual Message to Congress, January 6, 1941. In the early days of World War II, FDR began to frame the conflict in universal terms as a struggle to defend freedom everywhere in the world. His most enduring expression of this concept came in a January 6, 1941 speech to Congress, in which he envisioned a world founded on four essential human freedoms. These were freedom of speech and expression, freedom of every person to worship God in his own way, freedom from want, and freedom from fear. Roosevelt's Four Freedoms became a powerful statement of Allied war aims. Artist Norman Rockwell later depicted them in a famous series of paintings. When America entered the war, the paintings were featured on posters promoting war bonds that helped finance the fighting. To the right of the panel, four 2x3 feet posters mounted above the angled case illustrate the four freedoms and encourage buying war bonds. The posters include colorful illustrations of people engaged in the four freedoms, including a large family at the dinner table with a large roasted turkey to represent freedom from want. The protruding exhibit stand in front of the panel displays original draft pages from FDR's Four Freedoms speech. Text reads, Pages 17 to 18, Fifth Draft, Annual Message to Congress, The Four Freedoms Speech, January 6, 1941. FDR's Four Freedoms speech is among the most memorable of his presidency. Like many presidential addresses, it went through a number of drafts before it was delivered. In these pages from the fifth draft, the president's handwritten revisions are visible, adding emphasis to the principles he defined as the four essential human freedoms. Roosevelt's revisions were incorporated into the final draft of the speech. You'll now be automatically directed back to wherever you left off in the base message.